In Matthew chapter 6, we read Jesus' words about trusting and worrying, starting in verse 25 of Matthew chapter 6. And he calls us to a place of trust, to trust in our Heavenly Father, that He will provide for us. And as we continue on this theme of allegiance to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to look at this issue of trust and worry. When we worry, it sends a message or it signals that we do not really trust that God will take care of things, that God will work things out for good, and that He will provide for us. I'll just read the passage and then we'll look at a few verses here. Matthew 6, starting in verse 25, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." So as people, we tend to look to those in authority over us to protect. That is the mandate. Those in authority have to protect those under their rule or under their care. God does that Himself, and He instructs those who have positions of authority to protect and care for the vulnerable and the needy. And that is what God does. He does it well. And He wants us to stop worrying and trust. Have faith. Contrast that with what we see when it comes to earthly authorities, kings and rulers and presidents, and how prone we are to be fearful lest there be a change in that position, lest the position be taken by another one, and we are afraid that we won't have it as good, that maybe we will be less well off financially. And if a certain person has that position, then perhaps things will go well. We will prosper. And there will be peace. We will be able to do our work and earn money, all those things. And such confidence is placed in man. Yet when we worry as Christians, when we worry about how God will provide for us, we seem to be saying in effect that we have more confidence in man than we do in God. And that is wrong. God wants us to trust in Him. And when we give Him our allegiance, when we are loyal to Him, we will trust that He will do what is best. He will provide. He will be merciful. At least we will grow in that area of trust. We cannot wait. We cannot put the responsibility on God that He has to earn our trust. He has already done and is doing all that we need. It is our choice. It's our decision to choose to have faith, to choose to trust. Yes, in earthly relationships, sometimes trust is broken and it must be earned. But we also can choose to trust or choose to not trust. So my encouragement for us today is that we do not worry, but that we trust that God is on the throne and that He will make things right. And even if we go through difficult times, He will be with us. He will not forsake us. And even if we have to go hungry at times, it can work out for our good, for the glory of God. And I hope you have a blessed day.